Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is in Islamabad today, the final stop on a mission aimed at reducing tensions between Pakistan and India. After meeting with Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf, Rumsfeld spoke of the close historical ties between the United States and Pakistan.
The relationship between the United States and Pakistan is an important bilateral relationship for the United States. We value the growing constructive political and economic and military-to-military relationships that we have developed and look forward to seeing them strengthened.
NPR's Eric Weiner is in Islamabad. Eric, tensions between India and Pakistan seem to be cooling off even before Rumsfeld got there. What's he been trying to accomplish?
Well, I think Bobby's trying to make sure that tensions head in the cooler direction. Secretary Rumsfeld at a news conference here said the diplomacy is on the right track, but the facts on the ground remain in what he called a state of reasonably high alert. Now, India has taken a few steps over the past few days to ease tensions. It's reopened its airspace to Pakistani commercial flights. It's withdrawn a few battleships from the waters near Pakistan. But Pakistani officials describe these gestures as only cosmetic. They want to see more from India. Namely, they want India to pull back its troops, at least 500,000 Indian troops, from frontline positions. And this is key, they want India to sit down at the negotiating table and hold talks over the main dispute here, which is Kashmir. So basically, you have a situation here where both sides says it's up to the other side to make the next move. Meanwhile, the tension remains and the sporadic fighting in Kashmir continues. In fact, in the last 24 hours, six people, soldiers and civilians, have been killed.
Yesterday in New Delhi, Rumsfeld said members of Al-Qaeda may be operating in Kashmir. Did he provide any more details today?
He provided no more details. He did clarify his statements. He says, in fact, that there is no hard evidence that Al-Qaeda is operating inside Kashmir. He said there are what he calls scraps of intelligence, that they are there. He said this is speculative and, quote, not verifiable. Now, I have to say, these comments that Secretary Rumsfeld made in Delhi yesterday really caught Pakistani officials by surprise. They claim it's simply not true that there are no Al-Qaeda fighters operating inside Kashmir. In fact, Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf's spokesman suggested that Secretary Rumsfeld was buying Indian propaganda. I can say, though, that there is common cause between Kashmiri fighters and Al-Qaeda, and there is a bit of a connection in the past. In the past, you did have Kashmiri militants who did train in Osama bin Laden's camps in Afghanistan. But whether, in fact, there are foreigners, Arabs or others, operating inside Kashmir, that remains to be seen.
There's been a lot of discussion about monitoring the line of control that separates Indian and Pakistani forces in Kashmir. What role might the U.S. play in that?
Well, there was speculation earlier, Bob, that we would actually see U.S. and British troops on the ground in Kashmir monitoring. Secretary Rumsfeld has pretty much put those ideas to rest. It's pretty clear that's not going to happen. Now, what may still happen is that the U.S. may provide technology to help mainly India monitor its side of the line of control. This might be in the form of satellite images, or it might be electronic sensors that can actually detect footsteps, and the same technology, I'm told, that the U.S. uses along the U.S.-Mexican border. So really, this is key, because until India is satisfied that Pakistan has stopped this infiltration of militants into Indian-held Kashmir, it says it's going to keep its troops right along the border.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Islamabad.